June 28, 2025. Today's reading from Encounter with God, A Case for Christ. Opening prayer. Father, whatever today has in store for me, thank you that I am able to accomplish whatever you call me to do because you are present with me and will be faithful to help. Read John chapter 5, verses 31 through 47. Testimonies about Jesus. If I testify about myself, my testimony is not true. There is another who testifies in my favor, and I know that his testimony about me is true. You have sent to John, and he has testified to the truth. Not that I accept human testimony, but I mention it that you may be saved. John was a lamp that burned and gave light, and you chose for a time to enjoy his light. I have testimony weightier than that of John. For the works that the Father has given me to finish, the very works that I am doing, testify that the Father has sent me. And the Father who sent me has himself testified concerning me. You have never heard his voice, nor seen his form, nor does his word dwell in you, for you do not believe the one he sent. You study the scriptures diligently because you think that in them you have eternal life. These are the very scriptures that testify about me, yet you refuse to come to me to have life. I do not accept glory from human beings, but I know you. I know that you do not have the love of God in your hearts. I have come in my Father's name, and you do not accept me, but if someone else comes in his own name, you will accept him. How can you believe since you accept glory from one another, but do not seek the glory that comes from the only God? But do not think I will accuse you before the Father. Your accuser is Moses, on whom your hopes are set. If you believed Moses, you would believe me, for he wrote about me. But since you do not believe what he wrote, how are you going to believe what I say? Reflect. What objections to faith in Christ are voiced by people around you? Seek God's wisdom to build a case for Christ that looks at both God's world and his word. When Lewis Carroll's Alice declares that one cannot believe impossible things, the Queen responds, "I dare say you haven't had much practice. When I was your age, I always did it for half an hour a day. Why, sometimes I believed as many as 6 impossible things before breakfast." People sometimes think that being a Christian requires believing in the impossible and the improbable, but faith in Jesus does not mean abandoning reason. In fact, today's passage shows how reasonable it is to believe in Jesus. The Jewish leaders had opposed Jesus' claim to be equal with God. Jesus now builds a solid case in support of his claim. His first witness is John the Baptist. When questioned by a delegation sent by the Jewish leadership, John had testified to the truth. The signs Jesus performed served as Exhibit 1 in this case for Christ. As Nicodemus had observed, these signs were evidence of God's power at work in Jesus. The signs also pointed to Jesus' identity, as in Cana, where his disciples believed in him. The Father, the star witness in this case, had testified about Jesus. This might have pointed to God's public and audible testimony at Jesus' baptism and transfiguration, but probably also referred to the dual witness of Scripture and conscience. Jesus also cited the testimony of Scripture, an expert witness relied on heavily by the Jews themselves. Nevertheless, despite the mounting evidence, Jesus' opponents refused to believe or accept the one sent by God. By refusing to receive and believe in the true light of the world, they opted to remain in darkness. Apply. Faith is not a question of shutting our eyes. It is a leap, but a leap into the light and not a leap into the dark. Closing prayer. Lord Jesus, increase my faith in the miracle that is the gospel. Help me to live a life of expectancy, looking to the truth it holds to change lives. Now, and for eternity.